We get there. See, we're alone, of course. The kids are all grown up now.
We never hear from them.
He doesn't care, Esther. We get there, and 2 seconds haven't gone by when one of those damn robots comes to the door.
Robots?
Oh, you know.
He's the simulatron.
Oh, right.
I don't know. Robots are still kind of weird to me, you know? They've been using them since when? 1994, 95, something like that. Easily 10 years, anyway.
They give me the creeps, too. They're too real. Some of the new ones even have dandruff.
Okay, I'm with you so far. A simulatron came to your room. What then?
Well, yeah, he greeted us the way they do, you know, with the glassy eyes and the perfect teeth, the perfect hair and the perfect skin and the perfect nose, the perfect nails, the perfect...
Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. Fumfler.
That's Fumfer, you tin schmuck.
Terribly sorry. I am Chad. I shall be your remarkably lifelike guide during your stay at Simuland.
I love your teeth.
Thank you. And may I point out that Simuland is but one of the many modern conveniences provided by the pioneering efforts of Nardley Laboratories, a subsidiary of the Nardley Group.
Yeah. You gotta get your plug in, right?
I have no plug, sir. I am a self-contained guide unit, Nardley Model Paxco 511.
Give him a break, Morty. He's just programmed to do his job.
Thank you. Have you decided yet which Simuzone you'd care to visit first?
No, but I guess you're going to tell us, right?
Not at all, Mr. Funfer. The choice is entirely yours. But perhaps I can be of some assistance in itemizing your options.
Look, can't you talk Brooklyn?
Ha, ha, ha. Now then, you may choose to visit one of our wilderness wonderlands. May I suggest Birdland?
Jumping Jesus!
Marty, how do we get here?
You're asking me. Ask the Tin Man.
Transportation is a simple matter in Simuland. Environments can be holographically varied by means of alternating currents of modulated light refraction.
Speak English.
Essentially, it's done with mirrors.
Here's our luggage.
Now then, if Birdland is less than satisfactory, we can visit Normandy Beach on D-Day.
Holy shit!
Marty, watch your language.
My language? Watch your head!
Don't worry. This is simulated sound and fury, signifying nothing. Perhaps you'd prefer a more peaceful environment?
Yeah, and make it quick.
Phew! Ay.
Pardon me. I had forgotten that you are newcomers to Simuland. You are not yet accustomed to holographic hyper-transport.
Look, we can barely deal with the crosstown shuttle. Go easy on the I Dream of Genie stuff, will you?
Where are we now, Chad? Looks kind of like a waiting room.
Very astute, Mrs. Fumfer. We are now in the waiting room of Simuland's award-winning World-O History Ride. If you'll just take a seat in this custom-designed World-O History gondola. It's quite real, I assure you. The ride will commence.
What, we sit in this thing?
That's right. Careful now, the gondola is on rollers. It will wheel you through the ride while I wait here in the reception area.
You're going to wait in hell for all I care.
Marty, stop grumbling and enjoy yourself already.
Ready? Splendid. Let the fun begin.
Long, long ago, before the first century A.D., before the birth of Christ, we're talking way back here, before the very dawn of time itself, there was the Nardley Corporation.
Oh, give me a break.